I'm happy now to welcome Red Cell. He is the founder and curator of The Process here in Santa Fe, and Tetsuki Ijichi, founder and owner of Tide Point Pictures. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Hello.
Hello, and ohayou gozaimasu. I mean, good morning.
Well, this is a wonderful introduction and a wonderful good morning to something that is happening at the screen at the College of Santa Fe, one of the most wonderful movie theaters in Santa Fe, and that is the Asia Now film series. And we're going to be talking in a moment about the first film that's coming up in this film series on Sunday. But Red, how did you come across the idea of doing a film about, I mean, a series of contemporary Asian cinema?
Well, a mutual friend of ours from a filmmaker here in town who recently moved here introduced us, and I went and I looked at the archive of films that Tide Point Pictures owns and distributes, and I was just shocked at how many of these films I really loved, and I came and had a meeting with Tetsuki here and decided we need to be showing these films here in Santa Fe. We don't get enough contemporary Asian film here in Santa Fe, and Tetsuki was glad to jump on board and open up his archives.
So, and then we came up with for doing this. Yeah.
And so you have this distribution company called Tide Point Pictures. How did you come across all the different films that you are distributing in Tide Point?
I started this company back when in 1996 in California. And I am native Japanese, but I moved from there to the States at that time. And then I started this company. And my concept is to bring more contemporary Japanese film and Asian film from Asia to this country.
And so between the two of you, you're putting together a series that represents a whole spectrum of countries, including North Korea?
Yeah, could you talk about that, Tom?
Yeah, you know, I can give a little bit about the movie. This is a documentary by a woman whose father supports the North Korean government. So this is an interesting award-winning film from Sundance Film Festival. Four years ago.
Yeah. And it's called Dear Pyongyang?
Oh, yes. I forgot the title. Yeah, Dear Pyongyang.
Now, that's not the one that we're going to be... And we'll probably talk about that in the future, because I'd like to have you both on again and talk about the films as they come.
Sure.
It's the second Sunday of every month.
Second Sunday each month at the screen.
At the screen.
At 8 o'clock. And the first one that we're going to be showing is Late Bloomer.
Now, I have watched a chunk of Late Bloomer, and I have not seen the ending yet, so I won't spoil it for anybody, but this is an incredible film. It's a black-and-white film shot with a lot of handheld camera. Tell us a little bit about the film.
Well, I found this film really interesting because it stars an actual severely handicapped person in a role that you never see people... like that in. It's still about his affliction, like most movies about handicapped people are, but instead of, you know, just talking about how strong he is and that with his affliction, you see him slowly go mad in this film, and it's a beautiful descent into madness, is how I'd put it. And it has got a great soundtrack.
It has a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the filmmaker Go Shibata loves music, and he wanted to bring some, you know, good or young Japanese independent music scene to his film. Yeah, and interesting is the star of the this movie is also disabled.
So he has cerebral palsy.
Yes.
It really gives an authenticity to the role.
Yeah, and he's an amazing actor. Mm-hmm. He's somebody with cerebral palsy to the point where he speaks through a little machine that he presses buttons and it speaks for him.
He counts on people for his day-to-day existence.
Yeah, he's absolutely dependent on other people, mm-hmm. which for any of us might send us into a spiral into madness.
Right, right. And what sets him off in this is a love story. He falls in love with one of his caretakers, and she falls in love with a different caretaker of his, and he just can't handle it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great movie, highly worth seeing, and it's worth seeing just for the cinematic quality of the film and the, you know, mm-hmm. plot and the whole. But also to give us a sense of, well, does it give us a sense of Japan today in some ways?
You can see the movie setting, you know, drama setting. This is a part of the kind of ordinary Japanese residential area. Maybe, you know, we can't see here exactly similar, you know, residential area. But it is a kind of, how do I say, maybe middle class residential people that, you know, area.
Mm-hmm. Middle class residential people going about their lives, mm-hmm. and also the music that is happening in this underground scene right now.
And what one of the things that we're trying to do with this series is give a wide variety of films. This first one that we're showing, Late Bloomer, is a very difficult but yet beautiful film. And some of the other ones that we're showing, like Dear Ponyang, and I think the next one that we're showing is Taking Father Home, are really socially important, relevant movies. You know, so we're showing everything from like heartbreaking, beautiful films to really cutting edge cult films.
Is Late Bloomer a cult film?
I would. That's difficult.
Yeah, you know, we can't say exactly cult film, but it has a cult followers. So
yeah.
I would say, yeah.
Well, if it has cult followers, that makes it a good candidate.
I just wanted to get across that, you know, there's such an amazing variety of Asian cinema out there that isn't your standard, you know, samurai kung fu kind of Asian film that when you say Asian film, that's what a lot of people think. And some of the best work in the world is being done in Asian countries around the world.
In all sorts of emotional tones and on mm-hmm. all sorts of themes.
Yeah, and also I would like to add, you know, since I came here, I mean, came to this country, you know, I have seen people talking about Kurosawa, Ozu, or any other samurai movies.
Right.
So I was a little bit disappointed with that situation. So I would like to show more contemporary Asian Japanese film to the, you know, North American audience.
Yeah, it would be if we went abroad and people said to us, "Oh, I love your great director Alfred Hitchcock."
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is true and which is great, but that's not.
But there's a lot more than that.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Asia Now film series kicks off this coming Sunday at the Screen, which is on the campus of the College of Santa Fe. It's at 8 o'clock, one show only. For more information, you can call 505-473-6494. Is there a website with all the upcoming films and showtimes?
There is a Facebook page for it. If you type in Asia Now Film Series into Facebook, it'll pop right up.
Excellent. Tetsuki Ijichi is the founder and owner of Tide Point Pictures. Red Cell is the founder and curator of The Process here in Santa Fe. And once again, Go Shibata's Late Bloomer this Sunday at 8 o'clock. We'll see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Arigato.